Stan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait, I missed that there. What happened with the Seattle Mariners? It sounds like Seattle lost there. Yeah, I had to look it up real quick because I briefly heard the tail end of that Fox News update. And they said, well, but there's still other things happening in Seattle. So I assumed that Seattle Mariners must have lost, which was crazy because the last time I checked, they were up. Yeah, I was at a football game yesterday and talking with one of the other dads. He said, are you watching Game 7 tonight? And I'm like, I just so rarely watch the professional sports anymore. Becky Hillier and I were joking about that last Freedom Friday, you know, about how, you know, when we were kids, we had every baseball card. We knew who all these athletes were. And now we're like, you know, I really just kind of want to watch the Montana teams and Montana football, you know, and the Cats and the Grizz. And I don't know, a lot of these pro sports, since they just started pushing a lot of this woke nonsense, that just, you just lose your appetite for it. Plus, I don't really like to sit and watch TV too long. But I was standing while I was watching this segment here earlier this morning, though. I was watching a replay of Laura Ingraham's program last night, and I was freaking rolling. I was just dying. Have you guys heard of this Nick Shirley? He's—I don't know how old he is. He's probably a little older than our guest producer Finley Warden here this morning, but not much older. He's one of those investigative reporters who was at the Antifa conference at the White House, where they had all these investigative reporters talking about Antifa. But man, that kid is hysterical. I was just rolling laughing. You know how like your kids are in the back seat of the car and they make fun of you, and it's so funny that you have to laugh at yourself when your kids are making fun of you? That's who Nick Shirley is. This kid was freaking hilarious. So I actually saw this video clip yesterday, and I was like, is this real or was this one of these made-up videos? It was real. He was at one of these, you know, fake, phony, so-called No Kings protests, and he was just interviewing people. He just whipped out his camera, and he was interviewing people, and there was this couple there. Well, apparently they had a little bit of a disagreement during the interview.
You might have ruined a relationship, I think, this weekend in some of your videos. This was very sad. Watch.
Do you support the deportation of illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. She's saying she doesn't.
If they're illegal, then yeah.
Do you not support the deportation of illegal migrants?
Do we know how that date ended, Nick?
I'm pretty sure bro figured out he's a Republican, and now the relationship's probably over.
Oh, man, you got to watch the video, though. I just shared it at x.com/Aaron Flint. But, yeah, so the younger white girl is he's got, like, glasses, longer hair, kind of looks like a professor. I don't know if his ethnicity is, you know, India background, Bangladesh or something. But anyway, he's like, if they're illegal, they should be deported. And she is giving him this, like, most disgusted look. Like, it literally looks like the relationship is over right then and there on camera. But then there was another one where he was talking about the mostly old people that showed up for the No Brains, No Kings rallies. Wait till we hear that one next.
Fox on set.
Instagram teen accounts are getting an upgrade. Content shown to teens on the platform will now be restricted to things that they could see in a PG-13 movie, so nothing that would be rated R. Meta has built an AI to run over the hundreds of millions of pieces of content that are produced on Instagram, and the accounts and individual videos that are not appropriate for teens are removed from the teen account experience. Parents can also go in and make the standards even more restrictive if they want. Tara Hopkins, the global director of public policy at Instagram, tells us they are listening to parents and the changes are a direct result of those conversations.
We are continually listening to parents to really understand from parents what they want to, what the experience they want to have when their teenager is on Instagram. The revamped experience now guided by PG-13s is responding exactly to those kinds of conversations that we've been having with parents.
For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
This is House Call for Health. Friendship is an important part of most people's lives, but it plays a particularly significant role in the lives of older people. A study recently published in the journal Research on Aging says for seniors especially, having friends increases happiness. The research also found doing small favors for close friends, gestures like offering them a ride or lending a helping hand, makes people feel happy and gives them a sense of purpose in their lives. Both men and women benefit from friendship, but with men, friendships often center on shared activities, while for women, friendship tends to be focused on emotional closeness and communication. That study looked at 180 adults around Austin, Texas, with an average age of 74. This, as a study conducted at the University of Michigan, found older adults who help out their friends tend to feel more positive emotions in their day-to-day lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Darnell.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm just scanning through some news headlines here as I am getting organized with it, trying to get organized with the show prep. I'm never, ever really very organized whatsoever because we can never organize for a show like this because, man, we never know what you're going to want to talk about. One phone call could change the entire show. And, of course, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Say hello to our guest producer, Finley Warden, this morning. Our producer, Caden, is enjoying a well-deserved day off today. So Finley is in the house. And, by the way, yes, it is that Finley who broke the big story that we've got on our Montana Talks website. We're going to mic him up a little bit later here to talk about that. Let's see. Yeah, but just looking at some of the headlines here, let's see. FWP. Talks about elk habitat. Why is it so hard to hunt the elk? And my initial knee-jerk reaction is, well, because, you know, you think about so much of our federal lands are not managed well. And so what do the elk end up doing? They go to the land that is managed well, which is private land, which makes you wonder, hey, if we did a better job of managing public lands, maybe we'd have more elk on public lands. I'm just saying. Gianforte appoints two new judges in Yellowstone County. That's a Billings Gazette story, but I got the press release, too, with the same information. Seth Cunningham and Edward Zink are the two new district court judges that will fill the two new seats in Yellowstone County. Let's see. Billings declines state mental health hospital but wants more info on it. Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, hey, does Billings need to continue to be the dumping grounds for the state's offenders? And so that's why a lot of folks have been kind of speaking out against that. Bozeman No Kings protest brings thousands to Main Street. More on that one in just a second. But here's another headline that stood out. This one's kind of interesting. It's election season on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. And the Northern Cheyenne Interim Council is banning women from the election. Yeah, they're banning women from the election in the Northern Cheyenne, from the Northern Cheyenne Interim Council. So that's an interesting story there. We'll try to get to that one, too. But there's always way too much to talk about here in the early morning hours of this show. Let me go to this Bozeman No Kings story, and then I've got another great Nick Shirley soundbite to go with it. So the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to scan the Bozeman Daily Chronicle story on the No Kings rallies that took place in Bozeman just to see what kind of nonsense there was. By the way, who wears inflatable dinosaur costumes or whatever the heck they were wearing to Pole Bridge, Montana? Pole Bridge, Montana, on the edge of Glacier National Park, off the grid. Yeah, you did your stupid little No Kings protest in Pole Bridge, of all places, and you wore these stupid inflatable costumes? What in the world? Like, you want people to take you seriously? Anyway, I think that was a Flathead Beacon story. It was like, what is wrong with you people? Man, people are just nuts. But this was the quote that stood out to me in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle here. Let's see. Where was it at here? Beth Campshore A spokesperson with Indivisible Bozeman, which is the Soros-funded outfit, had this to say. Oh, no, this wasn't what she said. This is what some of the signs said. If you'd ever wonder what you'd do during slavery, the Holocaust, or the Civil Rights Movement, you're doing it right now. What? Are you kidding me? Oh, really? You people are trying to act like you are the ones on the side of freedom? Oh, you're saying, oh, what side would you be on during the Holocaust? Where the hell have you been for the last 2 years? Where the hell were you after October 7th? If you wondered where you would stand during the Holocaust, for Pete's sake, 1,200 people were slaughtered in Israel. Entire families were slaughtered in their own homes. Babies were baked in ovens. Where were you during the worst attack on innocent Jewish civilians since the freaking Holocaust? You were probably in the street with your stupid little Hamas propaganda signs, weren't you? How dare... Give me a break. And by the way, it was the Republican Party that ended slavery. And by the way, we could go on and on about that one. Give me a break. If you'd ever wonder what you'd do... Where were you during COVID-19 where schools were getting shut down? Where were you when men were going into girls' bathrooms and girls' locker rooms? Oh, that's right. You were cheerleading the shutdowns. You were cheerleading the closure of churches. You were cheerleading men going into girls' locker rooms. How dare you act like you guys are the ones who are on the right side of not only ancient history, but freaking modern current events, recent history here. Anyway, let me see if I got time to play this one for you here. Ooh, I think I can sneak it in. Another Nick Shirley soundbite with Laura Ingraham last night. This one's my favorite.
But Nick, I found that when I was watching the videos, and I wasn't there, but you can correct me. It seemed like mostly older people. There were some young people, obviously. You interviewed a few of them. But it seemed like a lot of old geezer types who just were wishing they had been alive during Woodstock and missed the Vietnam era. But now this is, you know, their moment in the sun.
Yeah, a lot of these people, there are a lot of old individuals out there. And you see them in the subway going to the protest. They're all amped up to go to these protests because they literally think Trump's a king and they think they're about to save the country. And so you have all these old people just ramped up.
Well, it's the most exercise a lot of them gotten for a while, so I think that's good.
So you have all these old people just ramped up. Oh, man, I was dying when I saw it. You gotta see the video, too, just his dry sense of humor.
Securing America.
The investigation continues into the discovery of a hunter stand in an area close to the Palm Beach airport, which could have potentially given an individual a clear view of the area where President Trump routinely exits Air Force One at that airport. Monday on Fox and Friends, FBI Assistant Director Dan Bongino explained how the investigation into the stand is being handled.
We have what's called an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding with the Secret Service, where we will investigate after that.
He then went on to describe what's been done since the stand was found.
It's being flown to our lab. I believe it's there right now. And all of the forensic tools we have, from digital tools to biometric tools, they are all going to be applied to try to find out who put this up there.
Threats against President Trump have remained a concern following his shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, and a planned attack at the President's Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, has been one of the most consequential pieces of legislation passed in Congress in more than half a century, for good or ill. Case in point, a debate about Obamacare is central to the government shutdown and whether Congress should extend COVID-era subsidies to defray the costs. The House of Representatives passed the first version of Obamacare in the fall of 2009. The Senate passed a different version on Christmas Eve Day in 2009 as well. Then both the House and Senate finally okayed the final version in late March 2010. And Republicans have tried to get rid of it ever since. Under President Trump, the House initially stumbled to repeal and replace Obamacare, but then finally voted to repeal it. The Senate then tanked the bill, notably as late Republican Arizona Senator John McCain cast the deciding ballot to reject the legislation in 2017. President Trump and Republicans periodically talk about eliminating Obamacare, but now the subsidies are a key issue, and many Trump voters in red states now benefit from Obamacare. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Dogs on a bus in Queensland, Australia makes today's Dean's List. For the furry friends, a minibus filled with tails heading to the dog park is sweeping their community and changing lives. Joe McVilly runs Ironbark and has made it her mission to help dogs and young people living with disabilities and or coming from less fortunate backgrounds. She says she's making a space for everyone so they can build a future in animal care. Staff member Sage, who is hearing impaired, says her time with Ironbark has been life-changing. She loves animals and they love her. If you look up Ironbark on social media, you will see the doggy daycare with all the dogs on the bus heading to the park. But it's what you see inside Joe's business that warms your heart. She says her aim is to give dogs their best day if they're away from home, but also to allow the humans who help them have a happy place as well. Janice Dean, Fox News.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
On this Tuesday morning, I'm Lane Nordlund. This week, the attention on Washington, D.C. has shifted from the government shutdown to U.S. cattle producers' frustration over President Trump's plan to reduce tariffs and expand beef imports from Argentina. Colin Woodall, CEO with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, first and foremost, we're not supportive of what the president is pitching.
And one of the things we're thinking about doing is beef from Argentina.
And we're extremely disappointed in the comments that he did make. We're hearing from producers who voted for President Trump and now basically are feeling attacked by the very guy they voted for. And there is that sense of betrayal out there. And I think the president needs to understand that. We've made that very clear in the conversations we've had, that this is not just about the marketplace, but it is about the overall reputation of the administration, because he has not taken the time to sit down and really understand how beef pricing works, the economics of this industry. And we made it very clear we're willing to sit down and have that conversation with him. This is not just about how prices will react in the future. It's about how we have already been hit as an industry.
Despite a 36% tariff on beef from Argentina and other South American nations, Argentina has exported over $800 million of beef to the U.S. recently, while buying only $7 million in return. There's also concern of foot and mouth disease risks to the U.S. livestock industry.
Foot and mouth disease virus can travel on fresh and frozen product. And for several years now, we have asked that USDA send a team down to Argentina to actually see what's going on in person and be able to have an assessment they can bring back to us. You know, there's one thing we believe in, and that is, just like what the president said, we believe in the free market. The free market is what has given us what we're seeing right now with cattle prices, and we want to be able to continue to capitalize on that. And the president, his action is going to have a significant downward pressure on that.
That was Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, who says his team is in contact constantly with the White House, USDA, and Congress to ensure decision makers have the full facts, echoing concerns shared by cattle producers in the countryside on the impact more Argentine beef could have on the U.S. market.
Ranchers, this Tuesday, October 21st, is your opportunity to pick up some of the very best stock cows that Southwest Montana and beyond has to offer. It's a special stock cow sale at Montana Livestock Auction in Ramsey, featuring a 390-head complete herd dispersion. These are running-age cows, Black Angus, Simcross Angus, and Red Angus, to start calving March 9th, bred to Simcross Angus and Angus bulls. For all the details, visit MontanaLivestockAuction.com.
Get ready to discover the power of pulses. The Northern Pulse Growers Association and Northern Crops Institute invite you to the Pulse Potential Webinar Series. These free webinars dive into everything from the benefits and uses of pulse crops to the latest trends, market drivers, and how pulses make their way from producer to processor. Whether you're a grower, industry member, or just curious, there's something for you. Check out the schedule. Sign up now at northerncrops.com/webinars.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear the landmark corner crossing case, leaving in place a lower court ruling that keeps the practice legal in six western states under the 10th Circuit Court. That decision means hunters in places like Wyoming and Colorado can legally cross between public parcels at shared corners without trespassing on private land, though it still remains a gray area elsewhere in states like Montana. Groups like the Wyoming and Montana Stock Growers, along with Wyoming Wool Growers, were a part of the request for the Supreme Court to hear the case. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to do a little bit of a inside baseball. We're doing it live, mic check here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, because then coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, we want to chat with him in a little bit more depth about this big breaking news story that he broke over the weekend. But, yeah, our guest producer, Finley Warden, filling in for Caden here this morning, and we're going to do a little mic check with him. Hey, Finley, how you been?
I'm good, Aaron. Can you hear me fine?
Hey, I got you great. Yeah, hopefully you can hear me as well. Man, for those who missed the show yesterday, you had some just explosive posts on X come out over the weekend. You sat in on the Teachers Union Teachers Conference here just a few days ago. Give our listeners just kind of a big picture overview first.
Yeah, well, last Thursday and Friday, I spent 2 days going undercover to the MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees Annual Teacher Conference. This is when every year they close down school for 2 days and all the teachers across the state. This year they traveled to Missoula to all get their required professional development done. But it turns out this development wasn't really professional at all, as I exposed tons of crazy radical left stuff happening at the conference.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this one may be optional. There's other conferences that they can go to for these types of days. But yet, nonetheless, it sounds like there were a lot of teachers in attendance for this one.
Oh, that's right. But the thing is, this MFPE conference, at least for Western Montana, is the main way for teachers to get their professional development done. And from everything I've heard from teachers I've even met at the conference, they're often paid by their school districts to go there using public taxpayer money. And they are basically told that this is the only way they can get their professional development done. So they're heavily compelled to go to this conference.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like you talked to some teachers who were there who were like, yeah, I don't really want to be here, but I kind of feel like I have to be here. And as you also point out, so basically this is a taxpayer-funded deal here. When you look at it that way, that they're basically being, you know, pressured or intimidated into attending far-left MFPE events where they're shoving this woke agenda down the throats of teachers. It's like that's not what official school day time should be spent on. You want to go do that? You can do that on your own time. You've got, you know, the First Amendment rights to do that, but you shouldn't be getting propped up by taxpayer funds to go to this far left Democrat front group, you know, teachers union conference that's shoving this woke agenda down their throats. Finley Warden, hold that thought. By the way, if you haven't seen it, go to MontanaTalks.com right now. This is the headline that will get you to some of the first batch of information that Finley shared over the weekend. Everybody's asking about this Montana Teachers Union Conference. And by the way, I think it was just yesterday, Finley, this young man right here, just barely 20 years old, if I remember right, he just got his post on X reshared by libs of TikTok. So getting a lot of big national attention right now as well. Stand by. We'll come back to Finley here in 60 seconds right after this Fox News update. Time we had him on the radio, he was only 19 years old. We got a chance to catch up with Finley Warden after the Turning Point USA event in Bozeman. He's now our guest producer this morning, filling in for Caden, who always does a great job for us. Caden's enjoying a day off here. But Finley, tell us about libs of TikTok and the big national attention that your information is now getting.
Well, I am very grateful that libs of TikTok and other national conservative influencers have been sharing the clips that I got. That really just shows how radical they are, and I hope we can play some of them for the listeners this morning so we can kind of get into that.
Yeah. Let me see. I've got a message here on the app from Tim in Savage. And, yeah, he says teachers can get their PD for renewing their license through a variety of methods. That's a professional development through a variety of methods. But if a local district mandates attendance at MFPE events, that is on the local trustees, so on the local school board trustees. So that's from Tim and Savage there. But so, Finley, give us a rundown. What were some of the most shocking things that you saw and heard being pushed at this teachers union conference?
Yeah, well, I can just start going through the clips. First of all, this was on the first day of the conference, right early in the morning, and it really woke me up when I started to hear this. It was a law and advocacy class for librarians, basically all about how librarians can get around the quote-unquote book bans that have been happening, but we all really know the book bans that they're talking about are just leftist books and sexual books that are inappropriate for school children being removed from libraries. But this was a law and advocacy class to basically teach librarians how to avoid these laws.
Yeah, and that was, I think, in what Libs of TikTok shared was the actual audio from that librarian talking about, you know, how personal she took it that this sexualized content was taken off the shelves. And I listened to the audio where she basically says how much it meant to her to get that book back in the library so that she could get it in the hands of these eighth grade kids, basically.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. She called what she called her emotional success story, her passionate emotional story about how one librarian who works at this librarian's from Washington Middle School in Missoula, how one, her colleague librarian, removed it from the library, and then she kind of secretly brought the book back. This was a sexual book. It's called Heartstopper. If you look into what the book includes, it includes sexual content, and non-binary, transgender identity stuff among minors, and she bragged about how she got this book back added onto the Washington Middle School shelves.
All right, well, hold that thought. Well, and Finley, I think you've got the audio handy back there. Why don't you go ahead and snag the audio that you've got available for us, and if anything, I can have you roll it from back there as well. I want to save the bulk of that, though, for the 7 o'clock hour, because, you know, we got people driving kids to school and the morning drive crowd that needs to hear this for sure. All right, back right after this.
Oh, that 50%
of the impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, that was great to hear from Finley Warden. He's going to be back with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Well, he's with us right now producing the show and answering your calls. If you want to call in right now, say hello to Finley. If you want to join us on the show, 294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. But we're going to play some of the audio that he was able to grab from the Teachers Union Conference in Missoula. And some of the shocking stuff that is, I know, getting some national attention and some attention from officials here in Montana as well. But let's see. In the meantime, yeah. This actually ties in. So I was starting off the 6 o'clock hour playing a couple of highlights from this great segment that Laura Ingraham had last night on the Ingraham angle on Fox News, and this young man, Nick Shirley, this investigative reporter who's been covering Antifa, who's been covering these No Kings rallies. And by the way, that was a line that Laura Ingraham used last night, so that's why I've been in intentionally using that one here. You're going to hear it in just a second, but this Nick Shirley kid was just freaking hilarious. He was talking about, these old people are all ramped up, thinking they're saving the country. You know, these old 60s washed-out leftists, basically, you know, the people who just caused so much chaos in this country and why our country is is in such a crazy spot that it's in right now is because of these leftist washouts, basically. But anyway, there was another guy who was also on that segment, another kind of young investigative reporter who's been covering these things. Anthony Cabasa, I think is how you pronounce his name. He was on there. But listen to what he says at the tail end of this back and forth with Laura Ingraham, because it ties right in with what we were talking about. Wait, look, you've got the MFPE pushing this crazy, woke, leftist Democrat Party propaganda on these school teachers and on these librarians at their teachers' union conference. And now listen to what Anthony Cabasa had to say about it. So many of the crazy folks that are showing up at these Never Trump rallies.
For a birthday present, what do you hope happens? You know, you wake up tomorrow morning.
I hope that I see the obituary that we're all waiting for tomorrow. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. You wishing that President Trump is dead?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Anthony, in a real dictatorship, of course, you couldn't say that on camera, correct? So they don't really think Trump's a dictator. She's not worried about saying that on camera.
Right, yeah, that's why it's so important that independent journalists like Nick and myself are out there getting these sound bites, because when we ask the protesters, why are you really here? What do you really think? They say these things, but it's almost hard to believe they're saying it, because we know deep down they don't really believe it. So it's almost like, what are you listening to that you are having to say these things? I mean, and one of the scarier parts is I talked to people, I was live on TikTok interviewing some folks, and I met a lot of educators telling me, yeah, I teach high school, I teach middle school, I teach kindergarten. And I'm like, what? And your organization is okay with this, your union? Like, oh yeah, they promoted it. They sent us all emails demanding that we be out here, asking us, hey, come join us. And I'm just shocked. And I'm like, man, I don't know if these people know, you know, that they're going to go on air and maybe someone's kids is out there and they're like, hey, that's my teacher.
Yeah.
What are they doing talking like this?
By the way, that reminds me. So the first soundbite in that clip there was of this woman at a Portland so-called No Kings rally, basically saying how she can't wait till she sees the obituary that President Trump is dead. And then Cabasa there was talking about how so many of these people at these far-left protests are teachers' union members. And that reminds me, do you guys remember last year? I know Stephen Ballantyne remembers it. You guys remember last year when I was doing these events all across Montana? And we would, so Hardin, take Hardin, for example. So we show up in Hardin. We're sitting out on the street, on the sidewalk. We have a table set up. We have some, you know, some material that people can read that we can hand out. We have some swag that people can grab, like, you know, pens and ball caps, stuff like that, right? Canvas grocery bags. And so we're standing there, and it says Bidenomics on the banner. It was when I was doing these events with Americans for Prosperity Montana, and we were talking about inflation and Bidenomics and how the cost of everything has gone crazy. Well, this was after Butler, Pennsylvania, when an assassin's bullet nearly took the life of President Donald J. Trump in the middle of the presidential election campaign. And remember, these are the people that shriek and shrill, democracy! And we're standing there. We have a table, and we talk to anybody that comes up. And we would hand them a gift card to signify how much money they've lost in inflation for their average restaurant bill, et cetera. And this woman comes up, and I could, you know, she let's just say she was dressed in attire more fitting of a No Kings Bozeman downtown rally. But that's all right. Hey, how you doing? We say hi and talk with her. And, you know, seems like a nice enough gal. Anyway, one of the first things she says when she comes up to us, she says, I'm one of those people who wishes the bullet didn't miss. And she said it so casually, nonchalantly. And, you know, I've heard a lot of crazy things. You know, I host this radio show for one, and so we hear a lot of great things, and we hear some crazy things from time to time, too. And, you know, I've traveled the state, you know, nonstop for, you know, 20 years or so now. And so I've heard it all, and also I like having conversations with people, even if they seem, you know, a little crazy or they say crazy things. I want to continue to engage with you. So I keep talking with her. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, well, you know, and I forget what I asked her or what we talked about next. And but I remember I was, as I kept talking with her, she was a retired school teacher, a retired public school teacher, who walked up and says, I'm one of those people who wish the bullet didn't miss. Retired school teacher. It's like, wow, this person was in charge of a classroom full of kids for a long time and thinks it's okay that people get killed because of their political disagreements. And then it reminds me of this Skyview High School teacher in Billings. Apparently the topic came up, well, kind of, at the Billings School Board last night. I saw a report by David Jay with KTVQ Television, and it's like, wow, you need the CIA to interpret what's going on at the school board in Billings. Here's the headline from KTVQ. Remember, this was the Skyview High School teacher who allegedly celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And this is a guy who is in charge of a classroom of your kids. And he thinks that people who share the beliefs of your kids should die because of their beliefs, or at least mock it or celebrate it. Now, I confirmed with School District 2 that teacher is under investigation and that teacher has been sent home while the investigation is underway. But apparently, School District 2 will not confirm even that an investigation is underway to KTVQ Television. KTVQ Television in their report says, we've been trying to confirm with the district for like 2 weeks now whether an investigation is underway or not, and we can't get it confirmed. Well, that's funny, because I got it confirmed. And David Jay's a good reporter, so it's not David Jay's fault. This is the liberal mob in charge of the Billings School Board that is essentially telling them not to say anything about this. And basically, yeah, you read this KTVQ report from last night, and it's basically the chair of the Billings School Board saying, well, we're not really going to discuss this. We're not really going to confirm anything. Don't say this. Don't say that. Like lecturing the public about what they can and can't say during public comment. But apparently some of the liberals that were there were able to say what they wanted to say. But then if some other folks were there, they weren't able to say what they wanted. And anyway, but put all that aside for just a moment here. Think about it from this standpoint. If you had a guy walking down the hallway of Skyview High School in Billings, and he was doing the Tasmanian devil talking all crazy, and he seemed like he was a threat, you know, drool coming out of the side, Tasmanian devil. If there was a crazy guy walking down the hallway at Skyview High School, would you not want to know about it? Would you want would the school not be expected to do something about it? And then would parents not be owed a response from the school district and from the school board to say, hey, here's the status. Okay, that crazy guy that was doing the Tasmanian devil ranting and raving down the hallway. Yeah, that teacher is not going to be coming back to the classrooms. Don't worry. Here's the update on the threat. I mean, that's a sense. Or would you sit back and say, well, he's got the free speech rights. It's his free speech rights to look like a crazy man and sound like the Tasmanian devil while he, pings off the hall walls at the Skyview High School. I mean, give me a break. They are bending over backwards for these left-wing wackos that celebrated the assassination of somebody who simply disagrees with them.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Democrats' biggest problem now isn't just Mamdani, and I'll add to that Jasmine Crockett. I'll add to that AOC. I'll add to that the Squad. I'll add to that Pocahontas. I'll add to that Grandpa Bernie, the radical left. It's the moderates, if there are any, that cave to them. I mean, Chuck Schumer, this whole Schumer shutdown goes against every single solitary stated position he's ever had about governance in Washington since he's gotten there. And why is he doing it? Because when he when he signed on to a continuing resolution the last time, he nearly got kicked out of his ceremonial because he really has no power.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
It's October 21st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's Apple Day. First celebrated in 1990, it's a day to enjoy Macintosh, Granny Smith, Golden Delicious, Fuji, and many more varieties of the delicious fruit. And as one of our employees always says, the Cadillac of apples, the Honeycrisp. Pop icon Madonna releasing her 128-page coffee table book titled Sex in 1992. Thousands protest the war in Vietnam in 1967. Nearly 100,000 people standing up against the conflict and more than 50,000 marching to the Pentagon asking for the government to end the conflict. The New York Yankees sweep the San Diego Padres to win the first of their three straight World Series titles in 1998. Born on this day, actress Carrie Fisher, best known for playing Princess Leia and the Star Wars movie franchise.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
I'm CJ Papa, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's sneak on a caller here before we run out of time this hour of the show. 406-294-0970, the number for you as well. And we'll have the phone lines open for the rest of the morning. Finley will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. John Jackson in the 8 o'clock hour. Probably sticking around for the 9 o'clock hour as well. But first, let's go to Tom in Billings right now on the phone lines. Tom, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey. Good morning, Aaron. I think I might have a woke update of the day.
Perfect.
A couple days ago, I was buying my son a costume. He's special needs. I was buying him a costume for the special needs Special Olympics dance, and I had bought myself a jacket on Amazon that said, I support ICE and Customs and Border Patrol. And I walked into a fast food restaurant here in Billings, and they would not serve me because I was wearing that jacket.
Wow.
That says, I support ICE enforcement and Customs and Border Patrol. And they literally said you need to leave the store. So at a certain fast food restaurant, I had to leave the store because I wouldn't take off that jacket.
Man, I would find out who owns that restaurant, because I'll bet you some heads would be rolling if the owner found out about that. But then again, you never know. You never know.
It's a chain restaurant.
Well, sometimes those chains are locally owned, though, like they're franchises. So I would definitely follow up and make sure that they're aware. Yeah, because if you were the business owner, you'd be ticked, right? If you found out that somebody was doing that to your customers, right?
Right, and all it said was I support ICE and Customs and Border Patrol enforcement.
Yeah, that's crazy. In fact, but that's a great costume idea for Halloween. I should dress up as an ICE agent and go hit the town. Can you imagine going door to door with your kids, knock knock, and they see ICE at the front door? You know, just might be interesting to see what their reactions are when you go door to door. And if you get a really squirrely reaction at some doors, then might be an opportunity to break out the ICE tip line and say, hey, FYI, sounds like the folks at this or frankly, you know, maybe ICE needs to go chat with some folks at that restaurant that you went to, because if they're that hostile to immigration and customs enforcement, then maybe they're not here legally themselves. All right, let's see. Tom, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Speaking of ICE, let me see. Do I have it? Oh, yeah, here we go. This is Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem giving a recent update.
Today marks 9 months since President Trump has been in office and since he began his work to restore American safety for our families that live here. What he has accomplished for the American people is nothing short of extraordinary. We appreciate what he has done to make us safe again, to secure our borders, and to make sure that he's protecting our people. Since January, the Department of Homeland Security has arrested over 480,000 criminal illegal aliens. 70% of those individuals have criminal charges against them or have been convicted of those criminal charges. Across the country, we're making communities safer so that families can thrive and they can prosper and they can enjoy the kind of freedom that this country was established to provide. Unfortunately, many times we see the news distorting the truth and not bringing the real facts of the stories to the American people, and that is one of the reasons why we're here today, is to make sure that we're focused on what this office has done, our HSI officers, our ICE officers, the criminals that they've taken off the streets here in this city and also this state, and what we can do to get many of these items like you see on the table in front of me out of our communities. You see in front of us illegal rifles, handguns. You see drugs that have been taken off of our streets that are saving the lives of Americans every single day.
Great job. We'll hold it there.
Is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
It's my homework, right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. No. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. No. By visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.